fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Well, we sure do. We sure do care about you folks. And here we are on the Trump phenomenon. On August 26, 2019, I'm James Kelso. And we've got a one-hour show here tonight, Monday night. We're on for an hour Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We skip Saturday and come back Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here with the Trump phenomenon. We've been on ever since we realized there was a Trump phenomenon. And said, you know what, this deserves a radio show. And it has done that and continues to do so. And the ascent of the Trump rocket grows ever more vertical as the time goes on. Today was an interesting day. The rocket of the enemies of the Trump phenomenon is definitely sagging. The Monmouth poll shows that today. Where this is one of the headlines. Looks like Joe Biden has fallen on his ass. This poll is devastating. So get your popcorn out. This is really getting fun. Biden, who was clear lead, even a double digit lead over Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, now, according to the Monmouth poll today, trails Sanders and Pocahontas by a single digit. 20 for Elizabeth Warren, 20% for Sanders, and 19, a pathetic drop to 19 for Joe Biden. Wow. Oh, what this means is that the debate coming up is going to be it's going to be it's going to be brutal, because you have people who all have a chance to make it if they can just tear the other person apart. There's no room for manners or politeness when they're deadlocked like that. So, whew, it should be a blast. And I have to look it up. When help me, audience. What night is the third Democrat debate? When can we look forward to this entertainment? So we'll talk about that tonight. The president returned from the G7 summit, the group of seven. I learned that yesterday, the origin of that letter G in the name G7, the group of seven. Let's see if I can recite them from memory here. The U.S., the U.K., France, Germany, Canada, Japan, and who's number seven? Who did I leave off? Italy. That's the group of seven. And Donald Trump, a great headline there at that event, he said we ought to reconstitute the group of eight, which was the original configuration, and that included Russia, who was expelled as a consequence of their takeover of the Crimean Peninsula. And Donald Trump said they ought to be back in here. And back in there, they should be. This is a meeting of the top European economies, with the one outsider being Japan. And Japan's a good one to include as the one outsider, because Japan has been a civil nation with us in the West, and has Shinzo Abe, the prime minister, demonstrated that at the G7 conference in Biarritz, France, by formulating an excellent trade arrangement with Donald Trump, being very European, actually, in his behavior. And that behavior included an offer to buy all the U.S. corn, all of it. Those were Donald Trump's words, all of the U.S. corn that the Chinese dictators, led by Xi Jinping, the head of the Communist Party, no less, head of the Red Army, no less, that corn that the Chinese, by pointedly refusing to buy it, by dropping their contracts, hoped to crush American farmers and thereby crush Donald Trump. The Chinese strategy, it gets more interesting. The Chinese are weighing in as, I didn't think of this. Part of their gambit is that Donald Trump will lose in 2020. But now, with this drop of Biden, now that there's no clear favorite, I wonder if the Chinese are sweating this one out. So they may, Donald Trump wins, of course. This was a bad play by the Chinese, hoping to wait out Donald Trump, wait to see him defeated in 2020. And then they can negotiate with the guy they have in their hip pocket. This gets even more interesting, folks, because it's not only a question of will a Democrat even win, but for the Chinese, the play that they were making, think about it, they were making a Biden play. Not just a Democrat play, a Biden specifically, and importantly, a Biden play, because Joe Biden is entirely beholden to the communist Chinese government. He and his son Hunter, the Biden family, accepted, went out, sought, and received a $1.5 billion with a B dollar bribe from the red Chinese dictatorship. Wow. Oh, you go into a presidential debate sequence against Donald Trump in the octagon, and he's got that to beat you over the head with, that you've accepted a $1.5 billion bribe. Good luck going against the world's greatest debater and speaker, Joe Biden, who bumbles through every commentary he makes, would be clobbered. So the Chinese are, I don't know what their bet is with Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, but I don't think they have the blackmail hold on those two that they do on Joe Biden. So, wow, the plot thickens. It's getting interesting. Look at this. Here's a headline. We'll talk about this today. Newt Gingrich talked about it on the media today. Newt Gingrich said, this is the weirdest campaign slogan I've ever heard. Biden's newest campaign slogan is, I'm not going nuts. I'm not going nuts. He took to Twitter on Monday, that's today. Oh, Gingrich did. Reacting to Joe Biden's plea that he is not going nuts. He told voters in New Hampshire over the weekend, I'm not going nuts. I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. He told the Granite State audience on Friday after forgetting where he spoke hours before. Now, what does this refer to? Joe Biden, who is from Connecticut, folks. That's, no, he's from Delaware, isn't he? Well, anyway, Delaware is close enough. He ought to know Vermont from New Hampshire. And he doesn't. He was standing in New Hampshire, and he said, "What's not to like about Vermont?" When you're standing in New Hampshire, a lot. He doesn't know where he is. Is he 76 years old? He is going nuts. And people are catching on. They don't want to vote for a guy who's showing signs of dementia. And that's what Biden's doing. His wife knows about it. I mean, who knows this man better than his wife? And she says he may not be the best candidate, but he's the one that can beat Trump. So you have to vote. You have to hold your nose and vote for my husband. Well, what does she know about her husband? I mean, the normal reaction of a wife is going to be, or a spouse, okay, in the case of a woman. But the normal reaction is my spouse is the best. Not my spouse is maybe not the best, but you want to vote for him or her anyway. So what's Biden's wife's name? Is it Jill? I've forgotten. Anyway, she seems like a smart woman. Seems smarter than Joe Biden, actually, when you listen to her. So we should hear more from her. So these are things we could talk about today. Let me go over here on my caller board and see where you folks are. Open up my caller board. And lines are open at 800-313-9443 here on August 26th. So don't be shy about calling in. Even if your name is not Tom from Florida, you can call in. That's a joke aimed at you, Tom. Tom's holding on the line there. And let us look at some more of the. Let's go to that great story. Breitbart headlines it: Biden falls. National poll shows statistical three-way tie in the Democrat presidential race. And the way they play it here is Monmouth University released their poll today. As I said, this is the most recent poll. A sampling from August 26th to August 20th among 800 U.S. adults. So it's a good-sized poll, and it's very recent, the most recent. And get the drops here. This has a, let's see here. The poll finds a virtual three-way tie among Sanders at 20, Warren at 20, and Biden at 19. Oh, in the preference of who was polled, registered Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters across the country. So it's national and it's Democrats. Now, let's look at the acceleration here. Forward and in reverse. Let's look at the acceleration. What's happening to the slope of the graph here for these people? Compared to Monmouth's June poll, these results represent an increase in support for both Sanders, who's up from 14. So he went up from 14 to 20. That's a big leap. Warren went up from 15 to 20. Big leap. Biden, are you kidding? And this is kind of breathtaking. He's down from 32. Remember that two-digit lead. Down from 32 to 19. Yeah, a drop of 13%. The poll did not show any major shakeups among the remaining candidates. Senator Kamala Harris maintains her fourth place finish with 8%. Then at 4% each, bringing up the rear, Senators Cory Booker, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, you know, give everybody $1,000, Andrew Yang. Those three have 4%. And then your three percenters are Julian don't say Julian, Julian Castro, Beto, don't say Patrick O'Rourke, and Marianne Williamson. Marianne Moonbeam Williamson. Oh, wait. Okay, sorry. It's not kind of a minor correction there. Booker and Buttigieg are at 4. Andrew Yang is at 3. Julian, Beto, and Moonbeam, Marianne, all got 2%. And everybody else got 1% or less. So how many people does that leave really in the race still? You've got the three leaders, Sanders, Warren, it's confusing, isn't it, folks? And Biden, that's 3. Then you got Booker and Buttigieg at 4. That's 5 people. Yang, he's kind of a surprise, isn't he? That's 6 people. Then you've got 3 more. Julian, Beto, and Moonbeam. So that's 6 plus 3. See, I'm doing pretty well in my homeschooling now. I started homeschooling today with my 8-year-old, so my math is improving. So that's 9 people left in the race, really. The demon rats shouldn't have more than those 9 people in the next debate, should they? If they have any kind of a cutoff procedure, 1% or less. So that'll be a hot night in wherever that debate's held. 9 people, all of them clawing and biting and scratching at each other. And the action, the fun, will not be divided up into 2 nights. It'll be all happening right in front of your eyes, right there on national TV. Ah, it'll be wonderful. Ah. And, you know, I get the feeling that Joe Biden really folds under pressure. So when he's leading 32% against 15 and 14 for Biden and Sanders and Warren. When he had that double-digit lead over those two, I think that enabled him maybe in his now demented mind to relax enough to not screw up as much. I think under pressure, he's going to get the shakes and really screw up with increasing frequency. What do you think? I think he's gonna come apart. I think he's gonna fall apart during this debate. Trying to plead, "I'm not going nuts," is his campaign slogan. Ooh-wee. All righty. So there's a little bit to talk about in tonight's show. And let's go back to Breitbart and see if there's some other log on the fire tonight. Stephen Miller, one of the geniuses in the Trump circle that I admire most, says tonight that ending catch and release is the sole humane course of action. Stephen Miller, genius in the Trump administration, along with other geniuses. This guy, Joe Walsh, a former congressman who got a big play in the last 24 hours coming out saying, "I'm going to oppose Trump in the primary." He just flamed out, folks. He just flamed out. He's finished because he's got all these tweets and posts in the past, which are, using the N-word and so on. He just flamed out. He's gone. Even the disgusting national media can't make a play out of Joe Walsh. So, as they say in New Jersey, for Joe Walsh, forget about it. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big
We're
John.
Back, folks.
Big John.
Thanks for joining us. Here's an interesting headline. Boy, it's more than interesting. We talk about, you know, what could defeat Trump in 2020. A couple of factors could defeat him. One would be the social media. So heavily influencing the outcome. By basically what? By really what George Orwell depicted in 1984. Controlling what people think by controlling what they can think about. Controlling the data flow into the minds of people. And controlling also their social interaction. Punishing them for the behavior in social interaction that they disapprove of, and rewarding them for behavior like voting for Hillary or voting for a demon rat that they approve. So that's one thing. Another thing that can defeat Donald Trump, if not in this election, then in a future election, or a Donald Trump figure, is the demographic decline. That is a change in population from a European population of our ancestors that served us so well from George Washington. Of course, before Washington, we had quite a society before we ever had the United States of America. We had a wonderful society from 1607 all the way up to 1789. So that wonderful society that served us so well all the way up to, when I was a boy in 90% European America with President Eisenhower, and still even with President Kennedy, still a 90% European America. Well, here's the headline from Pew Research. The white share of the population is declining as Hispanic, Asian, and Black populations grow. But this shift to a more diverse nation, what a silly adjective that is, diverse, a diverse nation, is happening more quickly in some places than in others. And between 2000 and 2018, 109 U.S. counties went past a tipping point and became majority non-white. And I'm looking at the map of these counties, and they are located primarily in California, first and foremost, then in Florida, and then other prominent places here. We see Pennsylvania, Virginia. We see places like Georgia and South Carolina and Texas and Wayne County, Michigan, for sure. And looks like Massachusetts, Suffolk County. It, 109 counties from 2000 to 2018 went from majority white to majority non-white. Places where non-Hispanic whites are no longer in the majority. In 21, now listen to this, this is one to think about. What about the story in the biggest counties in America? Now, America has about 3,100 counties, but some of them are really small in population, rural, very small population. And that's where the electoral system is so important in preserving any, you know, piece of European power in America. In 21 of the 25 biggest U.S. counties by population, non-whites make up more than half of the population. 21 out of the 25 biggest U.S. counties. Eight of those 21 were majority white in 2000. And are no longer. And I'll read those counties to you because you might live near one of those counties. You probably don't live in it anymore. That's what happened. You left. San Diego, Orange, Riverside, Sacramento, all in California. Clark in Nevada, that's Las Vegas. Broward in Florida. Tarrant County, our caller yesterday from Texas, he's talking about Fort Worth, which I believe is Tarrant County, and Wayne County in Michigan. That's Detroit. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't
We're
exactly
back, folks.
Clear.
There's a man and, you know, I just was listening to that promotion. FrontSight. The tremendous possibilities for RBN listeners at FrontSight firearms training, and the urging there to call Dan Sutterfield, and please do that. I didn't. Gee, where's the phone number? I wrote it down yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me now. But definitely, next time you hear that promotion, call Dan Sutterfield. And I've got in my pocket right now, I'm going to pull it out, I have my Commander Lifetime and Beyond membership in FrontSight. Wow, is that cool. And what you, kind of the gist of what you were hearing there is that the ability to promote this on the air is, in media style, is not is sort of closing out. But you can tell your experiences on the air. You can, you know, talk up FrontSight. Please go for it. It's a tremendous offer that's available to you from FrontSight, just outside of, speaking of Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, to the west of Las Vegas. So do follow that lead. And let's see, going back to the story we were just covering, the... one of the things that Tucker Carlson has been talking about in recent times is that if you don't have the ability to speak, if the words with which to speak are taken away from you, a la George Orwell, in the form of newspeak and political correctness. If you don't have words, you can't have thoughts. You lose your own ability to think. It's the whole point that George Orwell made so brilliantly in 1948, the year I was born. And I'm proud to call Orwell a cousin. Eric Arthur Blair is his actual name. Orwell was his favorite river in England, used it as a pen name. Started out as a left winger. Then he saw what communism was all about. Kind of like Fred Koch, the fellow we talked about yesterday. He saw what communism was all about when he went to Russia, the Soviet Union, to build oil refineries. He came back and became a founding member of the John Birch Society. His sons have not done so well. But if you take away words, here's another way in which that's happening. It says here in this Pew poll on the changing demography of America that more and more Hispanics are calling themselves white people. At the present time, half of all Hispanics, when asked what is your race, answer white. Well, what that means is that you're not able, if that confusion, if that blurring continues, then white folks are not even going to know. They won't be able to think. They won't know what their plight is. They will not have a definition as to who they are. So that's a wild one. But and then to show you how fast this can occur, I'm not a Georgian, so I don't know how to pronounce Gwinnett County, but is it Gwinnett or Gwinnett near Atlanta? How fast can this demographic change occur? From 2000 to 2018, guess how Gwinnett County, Georgia, changed. It was 67% white in 2000. Well, if you took a nap and woke up in 2018, it was 36% white. What? And this is a big county with almost a million population, 928,000. That's just a blink of an eye, folks, in terms of history, 2000 to 2018. To go from an over two-thirds white majority, you'd say to yourself, hey, Gwinnett County is solid, solid European county. Nothing to worry about here, folks. Focus your attention elsewhere. Take a nap for 18 years, you come back, you're one-third of the county. Woo! You don't recover from stuff like that. All righty, so there's some things to think about and talk about tonight. I'm most intrigued by that first fact we came out with, which is the fall of Biden, a man who can't remember whether he's in New Hampshire or Vermont. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Good evening. Yeah, James, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, James, I think the Democrats' slogan for 2020 should be, we're all gone nuts and squirrely also.
Yeah, it's a very undistinguished. Yeah, it's a very undistinguished group. I feel some sort of inner peace knowing that Donald Trump is going to be facing somebody who's weak, because everybody in that field is weak.
James, I can tell you who's going to be facing. Elizabeth Warren's going to beat him. Elizabeth Warren's not going to be Trump, and she's going to be Biden and Bernie. Because listen, Bernie Sanders in November of next year, he will be 79 years old. Biden will be 78 years old. Warren's going to be like Hillary against Trump. It's going to be Elizabeth Warren against Donald Trump. Remember, she had a big rally out in Seattle. I believe it was like 14,000 or 13,000, some thousand.
15,000. They may be pumping it up, but they reported it as 15,000. And so, folks, that's a Trump-sized audience. That's impressive.
Well, that's who Trump's going to be facing is Warren. I'm pretty sure of that. Biden's a bumbling imbecile. And Bernie's like, yo, Uncle Schmuck. But we're not going to go there, James. Listen, the reason I called you, because you stole my thunder about this.
Hang on. But Tom, hang on. Just for future reference here, when you do a call, that was a great little bit there that you had of information at the beginning of the show. because of the show is so short, instead of calling and saying, well, what I really called about, and then shift to part two of your conversation, just go with part one. In other words, pick out what you really want to talk about you get on the air, because you call so often. Yeah, so don't do a two-part call.
James. I'm just trying to give you a little knowledge of what's going on. But listen, I live in Dade County. I've called your show for about a year and a half or so. I've told you, actually 2 years, because I told you Dade County, when I graduated high school here in 78, it was over 75% Anglo. In the 20-year period from 78 till 98, James, we're down to we're down to 40%. Currently, right now, the white Anglo population in Miami-Dade County is 12%. Broward County's hovering around 52% white. Okay?
Yes.
Matt Drudge lives in the Redlands here in Florida. He knows all this. He's got a big
In Palm Beach. Not Matt Drudge. No, it's Limbaugh that lives in Palm Beach. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Matt Drudge lives over here. I know where Matt Drudge is. He lives in Florida here, South Florida. Okay?
Yeah. No, I used to live very near Rush Limbaugh in Palm Beach.
Yes, yes. I've heard you say that. And the Drudge report was talking about the 109 counties. Also, it's going to be 200 counties in the next 5 years. 200 counties will be going Hispanic over that. Now, you're talking about the Hispanics want to mingle to be white. Well, let me tell you, James, and I know you know this. These Hispanics that keep saying, like the Norcio Cortez and all these Puerto Ricans and all that, they are not Latinas. They have nothing to do with the Latin culture. That's the Romans. These people are Hispaniola. They're Hispanic. They come out of the country of Spain, Cuba, Venezuela. All those people that came here on those ships were Spanish, Castilian Spanish. They were actually they were Europeans. Spain is part of Europe. So they don't have nothing to do with the Roman culture of Ireland or Scotland or even Italy. Okay? The true Italian, the Romans were the Latinos.
Yes, that's true. Latin. Yes, and the statistics are important. Hang on. I hear you, and you're correct. The statistics are important. And I think in the case of Mexico, 10% of the population is actually white, and the rest is Mesoamerican Indian and black. And so and then in the case of Puerto Rico, I think the population is basically a mix of black and white with very few Indians and so on. They're a little different mixes in the different places. But yes, there's nothing Latin. There's nothing about Latin, about Latin culture, other than the Spanish language, which is a Latin language. Other than that, it's largely an American Indian.
James, did you have a chance to see the National Geographic about the Armada, the Spanish Armada, how the English actually beat them?
No, I'll look for that. I'll look for that. But Tom, we're wide ranging here, and thank you very much for your insights. Let me take some other calls. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi James. Good information tonight.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I want to call in on a couple things here. Number one, if you really step back and look at what's going on with the Democrats, I think it's being set up to be too easy for Trump, and I think we're falling into a trap. When all they can present right now is Hiawatha and Bernie and Biden, these other jokers, I kind of feel like they are kind of lulling us into a false sense of security that this is going to be a no-brainer for Trump. And the reason that I really bring this up is, and this is something maybe folks could check back on, is that Steve Bannon, you know, who was Trump's advisor there early on,
yes,
he was on with Maria Bartiromo a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't catch the whole interview, but one line he did say is, it kind of struck me, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, Trump's likely opponent for 2020 has not surfaced yet.
Ooh.
He's not surfaced yet, and he or she has not surfaced yet. And again, when you look at how goofy and everything that these Democrats now are being portrayed, even by the liberals in the press, you know, they're not really, you know, strongly supporting anybody. And you're looking at the people with these baggage. And Tom thinks it may be Hiawatha, but I don't think so. I think she has too much baggage that she'd have to really fight to get the nomination. And so here's my theory, and you can kind of, you know, let me know what you think of it. But, you know, this is kind of a rope-a-dope routine going on right now where, again, And we're looking at these hapless Democrats getting punched around like, punching bags. And I think somewhere in the October time frame, we're going to have a big economic disturbance. And there's a lot of people predicting that. And out of that's going to be a big call for, you know, it's going to be blamed on Trump. And after that, there's going to be a big call for a new coalition of Democrats to come together. And I can foresee Michelle Obama, Julian Castro, and Hillary. And here's how I would see it. Maybe Michelle would come in as a presidential candidate to bring blacks and minorities. Castro would be a Hispanic, magnet to bring them in. Hillary would bring everybody else, like the LGBT crowd and the drag queen story hour crowd, too. I'm sure that's getting bigger all the time. So I kind of feel like, again, just a theory, but I think, again, this is being set up to make us very complacent, and I think we're being lulled into a real trap here. What do you think?
Wayne, that's a very interesting hypothesis, and I especially like that you picked that up from Steve Bannon, who is razor sharp. Any analysis from Steve Bannon needs to be considered. I hear you on that. And by the way, while you were talking, I looked up the next debate, folks. It's September 12th. The location and all the information about that debate, who's participating, is still to be announced. September 12th. And then speaking to your idea about, maybe a dark horse is yet to emerge from among the Democrats, they have tentatively said they pledged themselves to conduct, pardon me, I get all shook up about this, 12 national debates. That's a lot. So one of the things that would, I hear what you're saying, Wayne, about somebody emerging, but, as the debates continue, it will get tougher and tougher for somebody to just spring out of the woodwork and overtake people that have been in a number of debates. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Names like Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, sure. Hillary herself, sure. And I do see Elizabeth Warren from the previous caller. Elizabeth Warren does strike me as Hillary deja vu.
Quite possible. To go back to my point is you're looking at three people that command a certain amount of presence there. And here's what is not being talked about either is, literally there are hundreds of thousands of new potential voters that have come across this border. No one is talking about vote fraud. And that's what I talked about this complacency that, again, if there's major issues going on with vote fraud in formerly red areas, I kind of feel like that's where it's going to be a big weak point that, they're going to exploit. And I know I'm in the Dallas area on the north side of Dallas County, and there are literally thousands of apartments being built along a couple tollways here. And I mean to tell you, I can just foresee them being filled with a lot of Section 8 people and other new arrivals from Central America that will somehow get the vote. And they're going to overtake the red areas of Dallas County also and Collin County, which are two big red areas here in Texas. Now, Collin is very super red, but again, I think Dallas County will definitely flip over if it's not already. So I kind of see the handwriting on the wall. I think we're getting sucked in here and being lulled into a lot of complacency.
Yeah, that's a very good caution, Wayne. I appreciate it. I hear you. And keep calling in on that. If you will cover that story for us, keep tracking that story so that we don't drift off into a sleep.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Okay, James. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's go to Richard in Austin. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going there, James? Yeah.
Hey, good, Richard. Always an honor to get your call. Go ahead.
Yeah, I keep hearing the lamenting about, the population being changed from, the white population to the black population. But the biggest change is going on in Europe, and we have a remedy for that. We're letting the Chinese get away with what we should be doing. We should be investing in Africa and luring those refugees back to Africa, because it's going to be too late pretty soon. I mean, we could be doing for Africa what we did in Abu Dhabi and United Arab Emirates, turning those deserts into basically heaven on earth for those young African males, and they would be glad to leave Europe and go back home. But if we don't take advantage of that, then you can say goodbye to Europe. Forget about a little town in America somewhere that might flip over. You guys, we got options here. But in Europe, if France turns black, if Germany turns black, Iceland turns, they ain't got no options. I mean, they can go to Russia, I guess, but, you know, I'm not saying they ain't got no options, but I don't want to see Europe turn black, yellow, or no other color than what it is. Just like I don't want to see Africa turn Chinese. I want to see
Richard, stay with me. Stay with me through the break, Richard, and I'll have some interesting thoughts that you and I have shared about black, brown, yellow, and red in the past, and it bears repeating. Stay with me. We'll be back right after this break, folks.
Miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Richard, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, you and I have talked about this black, brown, yellow, red, and white in the past. And one of the real strong features of American history, of course, is that we have a really long-term, original black population in America, which, of course, stems largely from the 300,000 black Africans who were brought across the Atlantic as slaves. And that population is longstanding in America, about 10% of our people. And really, you know, we had developed over the centuries, we had developed a really great civilization shoulder to shoulder with our black fellow countrymen. But one thing that a lot of people don't know who don't live or don't have much contact with the American black community is the American black community has been invaded. That old American black community that goes way back and has long traditions, that community all across America has been invaded by the Hispanic invasion. So that neighborhood after neighborhood, swarms of people from Latin, I'm using these terms, of course, but from south of the border have flooded into places like Compton and Los Angeles. And you think of other areas, but that Gwinnett County in Georgia is probably that same way. And so black folks, old traditional American black population has been robbed of its jobs, robbed of its housing, pushed out of its neighborhoods, been bullied at school. Richard, am I getting this right?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of it is because of the drug craze that we seem to be stuck in. And a lot of blacks are being murdered in L.A. because of the, you know, I just call them MS-13, keep it broad and simple. But yeah, but what I'm talking about is on an even larger scale, though. I'm saying when you have all of Europe being invaded, and there's no reversing that, I even got some bloodline over from Mississippi that's living in Finland right now. And I don't mind mixing races, but if a whole population is going to be turned over in the next 10, 15 years, that's a global tragedy as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Europe is predominantly white. I'd like to see it stay that way. And I'm a black man. Africa is predominantly black. I'd like to see it stay that way. But they got tens of thousands of Chinese moving in, creating enterprise zones and everything else in Africa and marrying the women because the men have been murdered in war. And it's all a part of globalism. We know that. That's why Trump is so popular. He's creating a globalism schism. Nobody uses that term, but I do. But, yeah, yes. What's happening in the inner cities, that was all planned. That's how they create chaos. They
And Richard, you know, something I like about Donald Trump that he said, I didn't really stop to think about it. He said it numerous times, and I didn't think about it much, though. He said it again at the G7 summit or in a press conference on the White House lawn before the G7 summit. He said, "I'm the least racist president in American history." And you know what I thought about it, Richard? I think he's right.
He's posed with all the rappers. All the rappers are condemning him. They got photos of him hugging him. So, of course, he's not
Richard, that's a great note on which to end tonight's show. We'll see you all again, Richard included, and all of you great patriots out there tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.